Good morning, everyone. I'm Julie Fedorchuk, chairman of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We're gathered today, the last day of July 31st, 2015, on the 12th floor of the Capitol for a special meeting of the Public Service Commission, which I will call to order now. I don't have any big opening comments. I guess I'll just turn over to Commissioner Crisman and see if he does.
Only to say that I thought every meeting of the Public Service Commission is special.
Good point. Commissioner Culp?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I would just say that tomorrow is August 1st, and Mrs. Culp will be turning 1 year older. So apparently the Culp family will be at Zorba's tomorrow. So anybody who happens to be at Zorba's in Detroit Lakes, please stop by and from between the hours of 11 and 4 o'clock.
Wow.
And also the Bison will be opening up their game in just 30 days from today.
Excellent. All right. Well, we will. We've got several items on the agenda today, and so we'll just proceed into item number one in my portfolio. I move the commission deem complete the applications for a certificate of corridor compatibility and a route permit, and further move the commission issue a notice of filings and public hearing in Highland Crude LLC Newtown Expansion Project Montreal County Siting Application Case Number PU-15-416.
Second.
This is another pipeline project. We received this application in the end of June. And this is from Highland Company. They filed an application for this 42.5 miles of existing 8-inch diameter crude oil line and associated facilities in Montreal County. We'll be setting a hearing. Oh, we've already got the hearing date scheduled for September 17th at 9 a.m. in Stanley. So we'll head out there for the hearing. This is a conversion line, a lengthy conversion line, almost 43 miles of existing 8-inch gathering line that they'll be converting to a transmission line because they're going to interconnect to some third-party storage and really provide a lot more flexibility based on their application, a lot more flexibility in transporting crude oil both in and out of Newtown. This will connect their Highlands line to their broader market center system, which transports oil from western North Dakota west into Montana and South Dakota, and increases the capacity from 18,000 barrels per day to 36,000 barrels per day. They want to start construction in September, so it's good that we're getting this process rolling. And the total price for this project is listed at $15 million. So in the scope of pipelines, a pretty modest investment for a significant new connection to a broader transport system. So I'll look forward to reviewing the application and having a good hearing with this company in September.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
I'd just like to add the thanks to our staff for the continued turnaround in these projects. The two sessions ago, legislative bodies authorized one more public utility analyst for us. This last session, one more. And there is no slowdown of energy projects coming in front of the Public Service Commission. So I'm grateful that we have those extra staff members, grateful they can keep these projects coming, that we can keep making good decisions. But it's funny, we're into August tomorrow, and usually by this time you start seeing a tapering off of projects coming in. We haven't seen any of that this year through, so it's busy out there.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right. That concludes my portfolio. Commissioner Crisman.
I move the commission assess a proposed penalty for notice of violation number 1502 issued to Coyote Creek Mining Company, LLC, and issue a notice of formal hearing in the matter.
Second.
This notice of violation 1502 was issued to Coyote Creek Mining Company on July 7th of 2015 following June 25th and June 30th inspections. The violation was issued due to erosion on the stream bank immediately across from the outlet of a 60-inch diameter low-flow culvert that is part of the shop access road crossing for Coyote Creek. Coyote Creek has requested a formal hearing in the matter and is seeking to have this notice of violation vacated. Since a hearing was requested, the commission needs to assess a proposed civil penalty, which has traditionally been the penalty recommended by staff, because that can also be contested in the hearing. The commission must consider four factors in determining the amount of a civil penalty, and those factors are the history of previous violations, the seriousness of the violation, negligence, and good faith in attempting to achieve rapid compliance. So I'll go through those four individually here. Regarding history of violations, based on the criteria we've used in the past, Coyote Creek does not have a history of violations that requires a penalty to be assessed. So in that area, the assessment is zero. Regarding seriousness of the violation, approximately 80 to 130 cubic yards of material were eroded, so the recommended penalty assessment for seriousness is $1,500. Regarding negligence, a penalty based on lack of diligence is warranted. Recommended penalty assessment for negligence is $1,500. And regarding good faith, I would point out that no deduction can be made for normal compliance. And Coyote Creek did stabilize the area and removed the remaining soil and other earthen materials located opposite the culvert soon after the NOV was issued. However, this was considered to be normal compliance, and therefore no deduction for good faith is recommended. So that is zero. And in conclusion, the Reclamation Division recommends that the Commission assess a proposed penalty for this NOV in the amount of $3,000.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just add that the hearing would be on August 27th.
Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
RC2, I move the commission adopt an order in case number GE-15-449, canceling roving grain buyer license number 3001, issued to Commodity Marketing Company of Alpharetta, Georgia, effective August 1st.
Second.
Of 2015. Commodity Marketing Company filed a letter notifying the commission it only buys grain in North Dakota that has been cleaned and processed and made ready for consumption, and asked that its roving grain buyer license be canceled because it falls under an exemption from licensing. Staff recommends the request to cancel this roving grain buyer license be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
And RC3, I move the commission adopt an order in case number GE-15-598, canceling roving grain buyer license number 3180, issued to Technology Crops LLC, doing business as Technology Crops International of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, effective August 1st of 2015.
Second.
Technology Crops International notified us it will no longer purchase grain under its roving grain buyer license and asked that the license be canceled. Purdue Agribusiness has acquired Technology Crops LLC, and the license for Purdue Agribusiness was approved a few weeks ago on July 8th. So staff recommends the request to cancel this license be approved.
We have a motion and a second. Is there further discussion?
Just looking forward to the updated numbers for grain storage on Monday. Where's Sue at, right? Have them Monday or Tuesday? All right, sounds good.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
Okay. My understanding is the final item was withdrawn.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to schedule that for a work session in the next part of our meeting.
Okay. All right. I don't have an admin agenda in my pile. Alrighty. Okay, so we're that concludes the items on the regular agenda for the special meeting, and we do have a couple items on the admin agenda, but we will pause here and take any questions.
They're not mining there yet.
Not mining coal, no, but pre-mining activities occurring.
This was a. There's been another violation. What, wasn't there a couple weeks ago or maybe a month ago?
There was. And that one, they did not request a hearing.
Okay. Did they give you any reason why they requested a hearing on this one?
That will come out in the hearing. At this point, we have not had contact with them as commissioners.
Do you consider the violation to be a serious violation?
Well, you know, I'm going to kind of withhold my opinion on it until we have the hearing, but the staff recommendation did recommend some penalty amount for seriousness, so certainly staff did in reviewing the case.
Dave, if I could just, just like Randy, I would hold final judgment, but it just does, reading through it, it sets up for a good discussion about what Mother Nature brought forward and what they can do and the timeliness of all these things, and so it'll be an interesting hearing, and we've got the whole day set aside for it. But in reading through the discussion, the landowner talked to the company about excess flow, they talked to our excess rain, they talked to our staff, so you can kind of see the arguments shaping up just from what I'm reading here today.
Is that something you guys have been seeing? I know that it's been brought up in the past, a few other smaller and shorter lines that are being converted for different purposes. Is this something that you guys have been kind of seeing as a trend at all?
Yeah, there is a trend on the conversions of gathering lines to transmission lines, and I think it's a result of the companies trying to just maximize their infrastructure, their existing infrastructure. And really what triggers a conversion is if they want to add storage or pressure for additional transport, and in this case, there's some storage components being added. And so the line, I don't think, will function and operate all that differently. It will just have, they'll be able to maximize its use and its capacity, actually double the capacity, and really have a lot more flexibility in how they use the line and get the oil where they need it to go. Well, it certainly eliminates the work that can be done pre-construction because it's already constructed. But we do really carefully review how it was constructed, and it does give us a chance to go back and look at the reclamation. If there were issues with reclamation, we can see that those are corrected post-construction. And it gives us another opportunity to ask about the safety monitoring and leak detection and all those types of tools as well. So I think that ideally we like to cite these things in advance before construction, but it's really a good thing that the companies are trying to make the best use of their existing infrastructure. And we all know that there's some fatigue out there with landowners for new pipelines. So it's the best approach to use what we've got to the maximum capacity.
One of the big things on that, when they add the storage tanks, rather than only that pipe being able to carry product when the wells are producing, by adding the storage tanks, it allows them to be able to make full use of it, even if some wells are shut down for service or something like that for a time, because they've got it built up, and it just changes those from a occasionally used gathering line into a almost continuously used transmission line. So it's a significant change for a facility.
To pile on too, just a little more, our siting is mostly a environmental and safety siting. The construction standards that they would have had to have, whether it was a gathering line or a transmission line, those construction standards are the same. So that's one key thing, that they had to build this according to PHMSA standards, even though it was a gathering line. So there'd be nothing different if it was built as a transmission line as far as the construction portion of it.
Where's this line located? I guess where does it kind of begin and end, and where's that facility located, the third-party facility?
I'm glad you asked that, Nick, because after I finished, I realized I didn't specify that, and I knew you'd ask. So it starts in I'll show you the map. It starts in Newtown and really goes north and a little west up to near Ross. And the additional facilities are going to be added near Newtown. Here we go. Here's a general location of the line. Newtown, here's the line up to Ross.
And the construction, it said, begins in September. Do you know about how long it'll be?
I think they want to have it operational in March, next March.
Can you repeat again what's going to be constructed?
They're just adding on a connection to the Targa storage. And then they're improving some of the pressure and converting, so they're the pumps to improve the pressure on the system, and then they're converting a relief tank to a supply tank, which kind of speaks to what Commissioner Crispin was talking about. And so the actual construction is fairly modest. Anything else? All right. Well, thanks for being here, and we will see you again soon. Hopefully not for more special meetings.